Good afternoon and welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. I'm Christina Michelle, your host for today, and we are having a conversation here about COVID during the holidays. I am joined by Kelly, Janessa, Sean, Joyce, and Liz. And we've just been having a really good time talking about how COVID has impacted each one of us this year. Some of the positives that have come from having to deal with life during a pandemic, and just how we're working around COVID during the holidays and still keeping our spirits up. So as we close out the show today, I wanted to ask Janessa. She mentioned earlier in the show that she's a Scentsy consultant. Janessa, are there any fragrances that you can recommend to keep our home smelling like fresh and good for the holidays? Especially since, as Liz mentioned on the break, there's so many people stuck inside together now. Like, we need more air freshener than ever. So,
right. Is your house smelling a little sour? Janessa can help. Contact Scentsy Janessa.
Yeah. So our signature thing is that we have a warmer, and then we have the scented wax that you put in the warmer. And that is basically a home fragrance that you can melt and scent, you know, your room or your home. And then there's of course things for your car, things for your laundry, body.
I really like the thing for the car.
Huh?
The thing for the car rocks. Just saying.
Yeah, and there's several different products that kind of can be interchangeably used in different ways. So I think during the break, Christina was asking about the laundry stuff. And so there's like stuff to go in your washer or your dryer. We have cleaning products now. We have stuff to scent the home, stuff to scent the car, body wash, all kinds of stuff. So if you want to find something to like hang on your tree and make your tree smell like a Christmas tree, if you're not using a real tree, you can still have kind of like a scent of pine. And we have different options that you can put around or hang or melt.
I love that. I didn't even think about that. I never really even, you know, I put up a tree this year. It was my first tree in like 10 years or something. So I'm really proud of myself. No, it's not real at all. And it's only 4.5 feet. Okay. Thank you for asking, but it's a tree nonetheless. and yeah, I want something to make it smell like a real tree. So I'm definitely going to hit you up after this. But for anybody listening, if they're interested in getting some Scentsy products for their home too, how can they reach you?
So you can find me on Facebook under Janessa Marie Luera, two N's, two S's. You can call me 907-723-8389 or, just checking out the website. It's actually northernlights.scentsy.us.
Awesome. Thank you.
And then when you were talking about trees, this is a kind of a funny story, but I actually have a small tree also that kind of sits on our fireplace. It's probably about 4 feet and it was pre-decorated, so I didn't have to do anything with that. We originally got a small tree because our dogs would eat the balls off the trees. So we had to kind of put it up where they couldn't just, you know, pull the ornaments off and eat them. And so our tree actually has been sitting on our fireplace since last year. So it's been up all year.
Oh, wow.
That also makes sense to me.
That's awesome. Well, it has really been a pleasure having this conversation with everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your stories. Some of us have had some really painful things happen this year, and yet you're still here, you're still shining, you're still laughing, you're still working through it. And so kudos to you. And thank you again for being willing to share your story with our listeners. And to our listeners, I hope that you have enjoyed this time. We are so appreciative of you being here. And we just wish you wellness, happiness, And just lots of love and celebrations and family time as we just continue to work through this pandemic. We are making it through, and we're going to come out on the other side of this better than ever before. So thank you so much. And we will be here again next Thursday. Hope to see you then. Bye.